Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 27 to 30. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Jesus is referring to the seventh commandment here in Exodus 20. He's tying together, in fact, the seventh and tenth commandments about adultery and covetousness. And he takes it deeper than the act, which he does again and again in the Sermon on the Mount, which I suppose was God's intent all along. Our purity and transformation of heart is at stake here. This refers back to the Beatitude about blessed are the pure in heart. Because Jesus isn't wanting us to simply adhere to a rule of not committing physical adultery, we could get proud about that, but he is asking for a heart change. What does it mean to gouge out an eye or cut off a hand? Well, it's not literal. One of the earlier Christian writers, Origen, did castrate himself, but that's not solving the problem, is it? A blind person is perfectly capable of lusting. So the literal interpretation of the command is not the point, but it is about, well, I would say honesty to begin with. Because if we're honest about the true state of our temptations, then we're reminded of our poverty of spirit, and that brings us back to God again. Those who are poor in spirit come to be close to God. The point is to be severe with our sin. As someone said, we must not pamper it, flirt with it, enjoy nibbling a little of it around the edges. We are to hate it, crush it, dig it out. Perhaps there's some sin that you know you need to be honest about. But more importantly, pray for a desire to have a pure heart. And then the honesty and the courage to be honest will come more easily. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.